I'm Marco Werman with The World. A lot of presidential candidates, governors, and members of Congress may not like it, but the U.S. remains committed to admitting 10,000 Syrian refugees over the next year. Canada, on the other hand, is preparing to welcome 25,000 refugees in the next 6 weeks. Resettling refugees takes a lot of time and money, helping new arrivals find places to live, work, and go to school. Canada has a unique system for that. Ordinary citizens can volunteer to share the load, and many are doing so right now. The World's Jason Margolis has this profile of one of the volunteers.
Meet Jennifer Nagel, philosophy professor at the University of Toronto.
So I'm an epistemologist. I work in the theory of knowledge.
2 months ago, like billions across the globe, Nagel was moved by the photo of a 3-year-old Syrian boy washed up on a beach in Turkey. So she hatched an idea.
I put up a Facebook post asking if there was anybody in my network who might be interested in sponsoring refugees, bringing them over. I'd heard about the private sponsorship of refugees program.
Quickly, 15 friends and friends of friends stepped forward.
And this right here is our request for refugee profile form. It's a very simple 2-page form that any community group can fill out and just mail off to the government.
The government did background checks on Nagel's group. Everything looked okay, so the Canadian government is now allowing the group to sponsor a Syrian family of 6, a widow and 5 children living in a refugee camp in Lebanon. The government also did a comprehensive security screening on the family, looking into their past history. Nagel says she's not worried about potentially letting in bad guys. Her Syrian family has been identified as urgently needing protection. Canada began encouraging small groups to sponsor refugees back in 1979. Since then, volunteers in Canada have helped resettle more than 225,000 refugees from across the globe. Nagel's group is trying to raise the required $33,000 to help support their Syrian family during their first year here. To do that, Nagel started a Facebook page and an online donation site.
The money's been coming in very rapidly. We've also had a lot of concrete offers of help, sofa beds, old dinette sets, mattresses.
Raising funds and materials, that's the easy part.
You have to develop a settlement plan and submit that along with your application to sponsor the family. You've really got to cover all the practical needs that the family's going to have when they arrive in the country. So you've got to make sure that the children will be enrolled in school, the adults will be enrolled in English lessons. You promise to support them in looking for employment. You find them a doctor, find them a dentist, and we're going to sign up the 8-year-old kid in soccer lessons.
Nagel's group is on the hook for a year. After that, refugees are expected to be self-sufficient. Privately sponsoring a refugee is complex, but the Canadian government offers training and support and provides some funding. Local resettlement agencies also lend a hand. Still, Nagel says they'll try to do as much as they can on their own.
We are probably going to be dividing ourselves into different task areas. So I can certainly see myself going grocery shopping with this family every weekend. I'd like to be involved with the kids. There's 3 teenage daughters. I have 2 sons but no daughters, so this could be kind of fun for me. But we'll see. It depends on the family as well, and it depends on how much contact they want with us. We want to respect their privacy. You know, we want to be there for them, but we don't want to be all over them.
Studies have shown that private sponsorships can build stronger community ties between Canadians and incoming refugees. Nagel expects her family to arrive sometime before Christmas. By the way, they don't speak English, and she doesn't know what they look like. She says they're going to make a sign in Arabic and hold it up at the airport. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Toronto.